you can live life on your own terms, on your own terms. And that's what matters. It's not about the money. It's about the freedom.
This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I have the big Manny Fresh. Not Manny Fresh, but let me just tell you a little bit about Manny, my encounter with him. Before we get started here, I haven't really known Manny for a long time, but my very short experience with him is pretty pleasant, and I've learned a lot just from watching this guy just in the past few weeks, and I feel like you're going to learn a lot when it comes to your business, especially when it comes to traffic in this business. The key thing that I want you to pay attention to here, number one, is the keys to success in any business. And then the second thing I want you to pay attention to in this conversation I'm going to have with Manny is traffic. No matter what kind of business you're in, you need traffic. I don't care if it's real estate. I don't care if moms and pops. I don't care if it's online marketing, MLM, whatever it is, you need traffic. You need endless traffic of human beings coming to a website, literally endless. Literally, you can never get enough of traffic. And you know what? The traffic has more than enough of traffic. But sometimes the right mindset, which is the number one thing, and of course the skills, is something that you're going to need here. More importantly, even if you want to outsource it, you want to know what you're outsourcing, right? So without any further ado, I'm excited to bring on Manny Hernandez.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Ola, for having me on. And thanks for that warm introduction. Yes, following up on what you were saying right there, I've been in this industry for 10 years already. And when I got started as a very noob, you know, when everybody gets started, I was around just doing what everybody does, like following every guru. And after around 6 or 8 months, and this is we're talking back in 2008, I realized that if you want to call yourself a real marketer, if you want to call yourself somebody who has a business or who does or who makes money, whether it's online or offline, you need to master one thing and one thing only, and that's traffic. Because if you can master traffic, regardless of what company, industry, or product you're out there trying to promote, right, you will succeed at it. But if you're trying to master the company or the product, or like if you're in real estate, you want to master knowing the house. But if you don't have traffic, people looking at the house to buy it,
absolutely,
you can know the house inside and out, like how many nails took to build this house. You can know that information, but if you don't have somebody to transfer that information to so that he can make a purchasing decision, then you're not going to get results. So I learned very fast.
Your business group. Well, before we get into the details of traffic and all of that, you're absolutely correct. Even in real estate, like a lot of people following here are people that are getting into real estate investing or already in investing. A lot of them need to build a buyers list. And one of the best ways to build a buyers list is to learn online traffic. You know, that way you can have endless. So we're going to talk all about all that. But before we get into that, I want people to have a solid maybe not solid, but a little bit of idea. If you could give 5 minutes version, 3 to 5 minutes version of your story and how you came about learning about this industry.
All right. Well, everything started back in 2008, actually. I was, you know, I'm Puerto Rican. That's why I have an accent, because my first language is Spanish. I'm Puerto Rican. I was in Puerto Rico back in 2006. And I didn't know what to do with my life. I was kind of lost. So I chose to go like a safe route, if you want to call it. And I joined the army.
Okay.
I joined the US Army. Went there, I learned English doing push-ups in the army because I didn't understand what the drill sergeant were trying to tell me. So I went to the army. Then I got assigned to the 5th Special Forces Group in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And I went to Iraq and back and all that good stuff. So when I come back, I was a single soldier, you know, living in the barracks. Mm-hmm. And I had a battle buddy. And that battle buddy, you know, he had a situation with one of his girlfriends, and this a turning point of my life. You know, I was in the army. I have a lot of pride of my service and all that I did for my country. But there was something that I always hated about the army. And actually, it applies regardless if you're working a job, regular 9-to-5 job, it applies too. Because what I hated about it was that they own me. I was a soldier. I was to do what they tell you to do, period. Yourself, they own you. The same happens like if you're working for somebody else, for the man, 9-to-5. Absolutely. You tell your right now, hey, I want to go on vacation tomorrow and good luck, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't really own yourself. You might have freedom, but you don't really own yourself. So okay. I hated that part. So while I was on the barracks, that's when everything changed to me, because this battle body or that this other soldier had issues with his girlfriend.
Right. And
so I told him, hey, let's go to Google, find out how we can solve this issue. And he went, I remember like it's today, he typed how to get your ex back.
Mm.
And then a results came up on Google. And there was an ebook about how this other guy got his ex back and all that good stuff. So we bought it. And in my mind, I was thinking that he was going to get like some physical book.
Right.
Like chipped on the mail, like business. But he got the book on the email. And at that point is when I realized, I was like, wow, this guy has no inventory, no overhead expenses. He wrote that book once. Yeah. And now he can sell it over and over,
right,
over the internet. And from that point, I was like, oh, this is my key.
You got an epiphany.
Exactly. It was like, this is how I'm going to take control of my life. I didn't know how I was going to do it, you know. But I knew that if that other guy is doing it,
right,
I was able to do it, because he's not more special than me. I'm not more special than you, whoever is you may be watching this video right now.
Right.
So if they were able to do it, I was able to do it. So that's how I started my journey of coming online. And then I started mastering traffic. I went for 8 months just learning and learning and learning without making a penny. And then
8 months
before I made my first dollar online. Nowadays, most people do that way faster because, you know, in 2016, there's systems and technology.
Right.
In 2008, there were no tools, and it was way harder back then, you know.
Right. And this was back in 2006, you said?
It was on 2008. So in 2006, I joined the army. In 2008, I have this epiphany. By 2009, I was already off the army, and I didn't look for a job anymore. That from that point forward, I've been online mastering marketing. And you know, in the beginning, I started like following the gurus and doing this and that. And then I realized traffic is where it's at. If you have traffic, you succeed anywhere. And that's when I started mastering traffic. And I've been doing it for a decade already. Well, not for a decade, almost. It's been 8 years since that epiphany until now.
Almost a decade.
Since then, I have been able to generate multiple 7 figures online. I own a corporation. We do a lot of traveling. We do a lot of charity work. I'm not a believer of charity in the form of giving money away. I'm a believer of charity of creating opportunities for fortunates. Like, for example, I'm right here speaking to you from Honduras. We have a lot of community works, community jobs, that what we're doing is like we generate the means for the poor families to pull their weight instead of giving them just money that they're going to feed their family once.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that applies to every single one of us. You know, if you give people money, it's not necessarily the best thing you're doing for them.
It's not. Actually, you get them spoiled, and that's why then why work if somebody's giving me money?
Right. Exactly.
In my couch watching TV right here, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you, for 8 months, not making a dime.
Not making a dime.
What is going through your head? right?
Oh, I'm scared.
You're scared because normal people, you know, I'm glad that you say you're scared. You know, normal people assume that entrepreneurs are not scared. What is it that keeps you going when you're scared?
Here's the thing, like, it was crazy. I gotta be honest. Like, I got off, you know, I'm in the army. I had, who is my wife now, she was my girlfriend. We just moved into this little ass apartment, right?
Right.
And he is respecting, like, any woman, especially if she's a Latino woman, she's Latina, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, especially on our culture, you know, it's expected for the man to go out and work. You know, that's just what is expected. It's just, and I look at her and I tell her, baby, I'm not going to go look for a work. I know that there's a way how to make money online. I don't know how to do it, but I'll figure it out. But for me to do that,
right,
I need to stay at home and meet the computer all day long, figuring this make money online thingy.
Right.
You have to see the look on her face.
Yes.
Yeah. She was like, are you kidding me now? Like, seriously, you're not going to work? You're just going to stay here? But I don't know what it was. I have to be honest. I don't know why she said yes. She said, all right. And she went on to work.
Oh, wow.
She went on to work with her brother, Lane Tile. This is a man, you know, I don't want to stereotype here.
Right, but it's the reality. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, construction work is usually dominated.
What was this, in Puerto Rico?
This was in Nashville, Tennessee.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
I was in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in the Army, and we moved into Nashville.
Into Nashville.
Her apartment.
Right.
And she went on to look for, you know, for a job. She started doing laying tile with her brother. Mm-hmm. And she was bringing the bread, you know, the bread to the home.
Wow.
While I was figuring this make money online and stuff out. So I remember, like yesterday, when I made my first commission, I made $236. I will never forget them. Regardless of how much money I have already been able to generate and the amount of wealth that I'm putting in.
The first one.
$236. I was in front of my computer dancing, yelling.
Yes.
And she tells me, and then I tell my wife, and I made $236. And she says, so it took you 8 months
right?
to make
$236?
Yeah. And then I understand her point. You know, but for me, it wasn't about the amount. It was about the possibility. For me, it was like, this is proof.
Yes.
That is possible.
Yeah. For the next $10 million, $100 million, for the next whatever. That's where you started from. And that's all you needed.
That's it.
Get locked
in. That's all I needed. Yeah. But during the 8 months, I was scared because, you know, it's a lot of a mind challenge, especially in our culture, because I'm here seeing how my wife is producing and I'm not producing. Then there's times that I felt worthless. I felt like a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
But the more I got into it, the more I started putting the pieces together. And remember, this is back in 2008. There are systems out there nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell people, time to start a business, to start making money online, to start doing something.
Do something. Perfect timing. Yeah.
It's perfect timing because right now you have technology. Technology has advanced. Mm-hmm. There are so many systems out there. Yeah, you can just plug and play and run with them and start producing some sort of income. I mean, I'm not saying that you're going to just use them and be at the level that I'm at right now in what, a week. But it surely will not take you 8 months.
Yeah, but it's worth it. Even if it takes 8 years, it's absolutely worth it. I mean, majority of human beings are out there spending 30, 40 years trying to get to the level where you are right now. And it took you 8 months. So what? You know, if somebody is in the right mindset, they would understand how big that is. Now, let me ask you this question. During that 8 months, what were the specific struggles if you could pick one or two of them, struggles that you went through when it comes to mastering even both business ownership, right? Both building a business for yourself and traffic generation. What would, give me two, maybe two specific struggles that you were going through at the time.
The main struggle was focusing. That was the main, and let me explain why. In both areas, it's focusing, because sometimes you get on, you're a newbie. I was a newbie. I didn't know, like, seriously, I didn't know anything. And, you know, there's so much information. It's the internet. And you start Googling and YouTubing, and you go into forums, and then you buy this ebook after ebook after ebook. And then you find yourself, you know, and if you're watching this, don't make this mistake, that you find yourself checking and checking and checking information and not taking action, proper action on them, because you're overwhelmed with the information that you don't know. And especially when you're a noob, mm-hmm. you don't know what to do. Right. And then that doubt of, all right, what about if I try this? And it was this that what I should have tried. Mm-hmm. The best thing that somebody need to do or have to do is, like, just pick a thing, whatever it is. Like, if you're going to do Shopify e-commerce, real estate investment, you're going to join, like, an MLM company or an affiliate company, CPA. Choose whatever it is that you want to do or that you feel that, you know, you can study the concepts of each and every business model. Mm-hmm. But don't do them all. Focus on one. Master that one first.
Right.
Then move to the next one if you want to diversify your income streams. But don't go around trying to start, I want to make money with CPA, but I also want to have a Shopify store. Mm-hmm. But yes, I also heard about this new company called Digital Altitude. Let's join it as well. Oh, right. But there's a company called Empower. Let's join that.
Right.
And then you find you can't.
They're all over.
You will fail at all of them.
All of them. Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for saying that, because I was doing my mastermind meeting with my people yesterday, and I was re-stressing to them what I learned from John C. Maxwell, which is finding what your strength is. There's going to be something that you find that your natural six out that resonates very much with you, and you can focus on that and increase that by two or three levels to an eight or nine, becoming an eight or nine on a scale of 10 in that thing. And then you become a master that people can travel from all over the world, invite you to interviews, and you become great. Instead of focusing on trying to do everything, which majority of those things, for most of us, we're going to be a two or three naturally. And you can only go up two or three levels, which means you are now average or below average, four or five, you know, and then you never get anywhere. So thank you very much for pointing that out. Now let's get to some technical stuff, right? Some backgrounds, right? Traffic, right? Listen, I watched a video on your wall two weeks ago? And that video blew my mind away. Go find Manny Hernandez on Facebook. Go find him and watch that video. If you're buying any sort of traffic online, it's very, very important that you watch that video, because I knew those things, but the way you put them, to the way you word them, makes a lot more sense, because you know the technical things that goes on behind the scenes. Not only that, you've been engaged in it before, but you're not telling people, like, listen, you cannot build a sustainable business, either you as a vendor or as a buyer, by engaging in any of this, man. Traffic, right? We generate traffic. There's Facebook, there's LinkedIn, there's Twitter, you can get traffic from virtually anywhere. But campaign management is daunting. You know, it's a lot of work to manage campaigns and to tweak a campaign to profitability, right? To conversion. What is your mindset when it comes to conversion? I want to know what your mindset is when it comes to conversion.
Well, it comes like that. Traffic. My mindset is, don't assume things. Let the data speak. We are humans. As humans, we take decisions based on emotions, period. And that's a bad thing to do. Because, for example, let's say I'm launching a campaign on traffic on native ads or on Facebook. And then I go and I have made this mistake like 1,000 times. you go and you build your advertorial or your landing page, capture page, depending on the strategy or the angle you're following. Mm-hmm. And then you put a lot of work into building that. And then the end result is something that you like because you created it. You're mm-hmm. the creator. And as the creator, you develop an emotional attachment to that landing page,
right?
That thing. And then you start driving traffic. And then your data, because you're tracking, right? Your data is telling you, hey, it's not working. But since you have an emotional connection to that lander,
right,
you continue to dump money on it. Because for your eyes,
right,
that page is beautiful. It should convert.
Right. Especially if you spend so much work putting it together, right? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're putting it together. And then it's not converting. And then you're like, oh, but it must convert. These people don't know. Exactly. They don't
Something
know.
Something is so wrong.
Let the market decide if the page converts. Don't That's get emotionally attached.
Absolutely.
And just trust your data. That's what I tell people all the time. Don't trust your emotions. Don't trust yourself. You will never know if something will work mm-hmm. until you test it. If you think of an angle, right. If you think of a funnel strategy, if you think of a company or the funnel here or the landing page there, will people come to me and ask me, oh, do you think that this page will work with your traffic?
I don't know. I don't know. Actually, ask you that. I'm guilty of that. I ask all the time. Okay. Sometimes when I ask, it's based on, give me an average of your experience if you're a vendor, you're selling, right? Remember I asked you, I said, what do you think about, are you still there? Okay. Like, what do you think about the real estate, right? Like my real estate offer. Like, what do you think? And you said, I don't know, right? And that's as truthful as you can get when you're selling traffic or you're buying traffic.
What I tell people is I can give you my professional opinion on how I feel about your landing page when I first see it from a technical standpoint.
Right.
I can analyze it and kind of tell. But at the end of the day, the market has the final say.
We'll decide, yeah, all day long.
You'll drive traffic. And when you drive traffic, let me put this out there. Don't buy 50 or 100 clicks.
That's not enough data.
You need reliable data.
You know, somebody's going to listen to that and go, wow, like, are you kidding me? 100 visitors to a page and I can't tell if it's good or not? No, you can't tell. And it's getting worse. Do you notice? Let me ask you this. Do you notice it's getting worse by the day because there's so much noise on the internet? You know, I was just sharing yesterday, you know, back in the days in 2009, we set up a Facebook ad. I'm probably one of the first people that did Facebook ads. You set up a Facebook ad, you target MLMers, and then you convert. But now, that's not happening because there's so much noise in their ears on Instagram, everywhere. The same thing applies in every business, right?
The exact same thing applies to anything. Because if you're the pioneer, like you were on Facebook when it first came out,
right,
not many people are doing it. But the word gets out and more people comes in. And then it just becomes a noise. Here's something else. Like, for example, back in 2009, 2010, 2011,
right,
you know, you will launch a campaign and you will target, you know, desktop traffic and these. Mm-hmm. Unless you work on an office space,
mm-hmm.
unless you work from home like Ola and me, mm-hmm. you have a computer. Most people will have a computer, but they have it on their house gathering dust. Because nowadays, everything is mobile. Everybody, mobile. Everything on their phone. So if you're building something, if you're promoting something, you need to keep that in mind. Build something that is easy to read and easy to navigate.
On a phone.
On the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking the mobile optimized different versions. No, you know, HTML5 is around. You can pretty much, you can build stuff out of the bag. You don't have to be really technical.
You're talking simple readability. Just simple readability on a mobile device.
Keep it simple. That's because I see people like, for example, they build a capture page because they want to build their list because,
right,
of course, the money's on the list, right? And they put like crazy headlines on the top, then a video, then other headline, then this and that. And they're trying to provide so much information on that capture page. And it's like, no, the purpose of the capture page is that, to capture.
To capture, that's it. That's it.
Keep it simple, keep it one headline, and the capture page. There are no other options. Don't give them links. Like, go check this here. No.
Right.
Funnel. The only from when somebody lands on your capture page, there should be only one action that they can take on that capture page, and that's entering their email. So and you either give me your email or
go away. Right. Away.
But right. If you're giving them too much options, then why will they give you an email? So now they're making already a decision because you gave way too more information.
That's a very difficult thing for a conventional mind to fathom in their mind, especially some of these old school business owners. They're like, oh yeah, but why wouldn't you want to provide information? I guess you're saying before they get there, you must have pre-sold them on something, you know, with your ad, with your solo, your email ad or whatever, your text ad before, whatever got them to click over to that website. They should have. People are not used to, you know, in 1998, 99, 2000, early 2000, you see websites with information all over the place. But now, because of the noise, you're saying, no, you got to keep it simple. I mean, we learned that thing from the greats. In 3 seconds, people got to know what this is about and be ready to opt in. Boom.
We are on an ADD society like never before. So if you cannot capture that person's attention in 3 seconds, you lost mm-hmm. them. So by giving too much information, people... And it's sad to say this, but as marketers, we mm-hmm. need to be aware of it. People are lazy, and they're becoming lazier.
Lazier.
Yes. So when they come to your page, mm-hmm. if there's too much information, they will not even attempt to read it. They will go straight for the X. So when they go in a mobile and they see a headline, easy to read, that the brain automatically already knows what it says,
right,
it picks that interest. Then that interest is there. Hold on 1 second. Let me decline a call that's mm-hmm. coming in. That interest is there. Then they move forward. And where do they move forward? To collect more information.
Right.
Now that you have that email, then in the email series is where you build that relationship and right. is where you actually start working with that person, giving them the full details. Right. So whatever it is that you're promoting, real estate, Shopify, whatever it is.
Right. They're in the world now, so you can do whatever you want. But if they're still on that outside over there, you don't want to overwhelm them with so much. You got to keep it simple. What is it that brought them there? What is it that they want? I mean, because hopefully you picked their interest before they got there, right? Mm-hmm. They're still interested.
That's the job of the ad. That's the job of the ad. And that's something that I like, for example, on that video, going back to the video that you watch on my wall,
right.
We're referring to those of y'all that are in the making money online industry,
right?
From maybe a company or right. an MLM or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. There's something called solo ads mm-hmm. that most people are familiar with right. Because they belong to the solo ad industry. The solo ads is nothing but just renting an ad space in somebody else's list,
email subscriber list.
The problem that happens with solo ads is that over the years, and that I became a solo ad seller, you know, back in 2013, it was like hot and trendy. Becoming a solo ad seller wasn't right. actually hard to do. And, you know, I just started doing it. I just right. started
to sell space on your list.
Exactly. And it was another source of income, you know. As a businessman, I have multiple sources of income. I focus on one at a time. I master it. Once mm-hmm. I have it mastered, I move to the next one.
You build
the next one. So yep. you create a portfolio, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
Income streams. So solo ads became one of them. The issue with solo ads is that so many people got in that they started doing shady
stuff.
Shady stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not going to even get too much in detail on what bot clicks are and all
that. Well, I still have questions about that. We're going to get into that. I have questions about that. The truth is that we're going to have a lot of this audience coming here, and they've heard from some type of coach, teacher, just buy solo ads. It's true. Back in 2010, 11, another buddy of mine, Diggin Smith, he was one of the people that was teaching people. They called it easy marketing at the time. And you just rent a space on somebody's email, and they will send your content, your little solo ad. That's why we call it solo, because it's just yours. And they will send that to their list. And then when they click over a link inside, they will end up on your capture, on your lead capture page. They opt in, right? And it was as simple, as straightforward like that. The only thing that there is to teach at the time, because it was so simple, was how you write your ad copy to get people to take action, right? That was the only thing. But then eventually, a few years later, some people started to teach some really, really shady stuff about importing leads, this and that. And then, you know, they didn't teach the technical shady part about it, which is now literally a robot coming to your page and opting in and pretending to be a human being. And then you purchased solo ads thinking that these are real human beings opting into your website. In fact, these are robots, right? But these are people, because people were teaching people to sell solo ads, right? And then they end up selling all this stuff. And then before we knew it, about 90% of the marketplace when it comes to the vendors are selling fake traffic, right? Now, with that being said, that I just wanted to give them like a background of what we're talking about. So when we say bot traffic, we're talking about robot traffic, right? With that being said, in your opinion, just give me like an estimate of a person. I just said 90. I threw it out there. What's the percentage you think of solo ad vendors out there that are fake traffic?
Right? All right.
Not the vendors, but the traffic that's moving out there.
That's the hard question, and nobody knows exactly. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I have to say this.
Is it at least 50?
Not everybody, not every solo app seller is a bad seller. Not everybody is doing the shady stuff.
Right.
But here's the problem, and let me explain why. So because the fact is that the majority of the guys that are sending bot traffic, they don't even know that they're sending bot traffic.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm about to say that we're not talking about the vendors themselves as individuals. We're talking about the traffic. We're talking about the traffic itself, right? The traffic itself. How
I'll say,
out of every 100 clicks, how many of
100? I'll say that 30 to 40% of the traffic you buy right now in the industry average is bot traffic.
Bot traffic. It's crazy. That's a lot. That means for every $100 you spend, you should expect that $30 of it is going down the drains immediately.
Immediately. Well, it's actually more, because if you buy a solo ad,
mm-hmm.
the guarantee is that 70% of them are tier one countries. So out of the bat, 30% of the traffic you receive comes from countries that, not to pick on anybody's country, yeah. But that's just...
They're not buying our stuff, period.
They're not going to buy because they don't even speak the language.
Right.
So they can't understand what you're saying on your English-speaking pages. So they will opt in. Actually, I'll say this. You know, if you calculate for easy numbers, like if you buy 1,000 clicks and you get 50% opt-in rate, that's 500 people opted in your page.
Absolutely.
So, but for easy numbers, 30% of them are not tier one countries. That means tier two, tier three countries like, I mean, Honduras right now. Somebody opt-ins from Honduras, I know that they don't have the financial capability to buy anything, you know?
Right.
So out of the 500 people that opted in your list, at least 150 of them are from these tier two countries. So that's 30%. And the fact is that that's just for easy numbers. The reality is that the people that are on extreme poverty are the ones that opt in the most, because for whatever reason are the ones who
they're hungry.
And they're hungry, but they don't have...
They don't have the resources to move forward.
And it's not even about buying your product, because let's say that they do somehow have the money to buy your product, but we all know that, all right, you have the product, but you need to take action on it. And there's other costs like a website, hosting, an autoresponder, regular PC, you know, normal tools that everybody needs that carries out a fee, and they will not have that.
Absolutely. See, they don't, you know, because I was raised, and my heritage is from a third world country, which is Nigeria. So let me explain, you know, an average Nigerian kid can speak proper English and they understand the things. And there are people that are actually well-to-do and can afford. But there's also the issue of pop culture. When credit card is not a pop culture, when you use credit card to purchase online, it's not a pop culture, you have a problem at your hands. Because in other words, they can't purchase. The way people purchase things online in Nigeria, first of all, most of it is mobile. And they use their mobile credit to purchase
from the local
market, local carrier.
From the local carrier. Same happens here in Honduras. In fact, there's no online market here in Honduras. You cannot buy stuff online.
You can buy stuff online.
If you do, it's in a very, very small from local vendors that accept that local carrier, in this case it's Tigo here, local carrier money.
Right.
And then you to the store and pick up your stuff or whatever, but you cannot go like into the
not internationalized.
So that's what I say. It's not picking up on your country. It's just that. It's just how things.
It's just
are.
What it is. It's just what exactly. It is. It's simple. It's simply targeting. It's simply targeting. Really.
Exactly. So when you're marketing your offer out there, you need to go after the demographics that can actually buy your product in a generalized sense.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So with solo ads, a lot of those traffic are people that won't be able to move forward and purchase your stuff. So if you don't get, you need to be educated about this. So at least you can have an idea of who you're talking to when it's time to buy solo ads. Now, let me ask you this question. So we do have that stigma now. A lot of people don't know the technical reason why the stigma is there, but they know now they're being careful. They're being extra careful. The way I buy solo is I test multiple different places. If you screw me up, it really doesn't matter because I was just testing, right? But most people don't think that way. Most people, they buy these 300 clicks and they expect to make $1 million from that 300 clicks.
Oh. They want to make 1,000 sales right away.
Right? So that obviously doesn't work. If somebody was looking for a solo vendor, because there's still a few good ones out here, right? What would you want them to look out for in determining if this is a good vendor and if I can expect a decent amount of traffic from there?
It all comes down to one thing, and that's testimonials. And still, here's the issue. All right. Okay. Let's back up a little bit and let me explain something that I consider that is very important, because some of your audience may be asking, but why every time I join this company and everybody recommends me solo ads, and everywhere I go, they recommend solo ads. And now, Manny, you're telling me that solo ads are bad? No. Here's the deal. They recommend solo ads because solo ads is easy. And when you're starting out, it's just an easy way to get somewhat targeted traffic. Mm-hmm. The problem, and when solo ads started out, it was an amazing traffic source.
Yeah.
And I mean amazing.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's what it has become. And let me explain why. So going back to our example of 500 opt-ins on a 50% opt-in rate. So
right.
You got... We already know that your effective opt-in rate is 35% because 30% of your opt-ins are from tier two countries.
Right.
So now you have 350 opt-ins from USA, United Kingdom, you know,
Canada.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're like, good. But here's the problem. Now those 350 leads in average belongs already to at least 100 other
people's list.
Each so, and around 30 to 40 of them, and I'm keeping numbers conservative here, actually are other solo ad sellers.
Mm.
The amount of times that a solo ad seller mails his list every day. Remember, a solo ad seller. And I can tell you this from the inside because I still sell solo ads, not like before, you know, but we are in business. When you're selling solo ads, you're in business to make money out of your list by renting ad space.
Right.
So the more clicks you can squeeze out of your list, the more money as a seller you make. So it's business. Don't be pissed off at them. It's just business.
It's just business. That's just how they make money.
So the average amount of times that a solo app seller mails his list is 3 times per day, period. Three times per day. So when you do the math and I put the numbers together, like you, when you got 350 leads, right, from your 1,000 clicks order, when you hit send and you send an email out to your new acquired subscribers, you're competing with at least, and this is minimum, I'm keeping numbers conservative here, 200 other emails in that inbox. And every other of those 200 emails are trying to pitch your lead into some other money opportunity. So it's the wild, wild west.
So we're back to just so much noise exponentially going crazy in the heads of your quote unquote new subscribers. And there's only
hard to close a sale.
Yeah, it's just
it's hard to close a sale like that. So that's why I tell people master traffic, Facebook, native ads. Native ads is a really good place. It takes, you know, at the beginning, you will spend more money than what you will usually spend on a solo ad.
Right.
Just testing different angles and until you dial in your ads.
Mm-hmm.
But every subscriber that you acquire, whether you're doing Bing ads, Google PPC, Twitter, Pinterest just launched their ad platform a couple of last month.
Right.
Facebook, these places, when you acquire an opt-in, yes, you may be paid more, but that opt-in belongs to you.
To you.
And now they're hearing you out. They're not hearing 200 people out. So that's why solo ads became such a shady industry. Because so many solo sellers wanted to squeeze money out of the list, and you know, people gathering these opt-ins are not getting the results anymore like in the beginning.
So now this is
why, again.
I said this is on top of
I'm on.
On top of the bot traffic. This is on top of the bot traffic. We're not talking about the real human beings just having so much noise in their ears, in their inbox.
Exactly.
So it's just it's ridiculous. I would say solo ad is still a very easy way to get some traffic on your website. You know,
here's what you need to do. If you want to buy solo ads, you need to go to the places. There are places like I have one of the biggest groups called Solo Ads Testimonials.
Right.
And you Google that, you search for that on Facebook and you'll find it and you join. It's a public group. So even if you don't join, you have access to the data.
Okay.
And what that group does is that there's a lot of people sharing results that they're getting from different solo ads.
Different people, right.
So the first thing you look for is like, are they reporting sales?
Sales.
Because that's really hard to fake. Not impossible.
You know what my next question is, right? With sales, right? All right. So, you know, you and I belong to a mastermind where we were having discussions yesterday with regards to people using employee cards. I'm just being straight up open here, okay? Just tell people the possibilities out there. There's a possibility.
Here's the thing.
You're solo. It's just a possibility. We don't know it for a fact, right? Possibly someone sell you a solo and then use an employee credit card to purchase in your front end or make it look like you just got a sale. But these are sales that will never respond to you or ever upgrade to your back end products. Can you speak a little bit more on that?
Well, here's the thing. Here's how it usually works. All right. So you buy a solo ad, and if the seller is shady, not all are, but if the seller is shady, he will come and look at your funnel. And if they see that you have like a low entry point, because usually that's just a marketing strategy from the funnel side, where you charge just $1 or $5 or $7 just to get that person
just to get in the funnel,
get them in the funnel, and then you get them to upgrade into the real stuff, stuff that actually can help them make money. So the solo ad seller looks at that, and then let's say that your funnel charges $1 on the front end.
Right.
So you paid $60 for a solo ad. so that follow-up seller will get employee cards from their bank.
From their bank.
There are many, many cards, right?
Right.
Many,
with whatever name you want.
Whatever name you want them, whatever the number changes, Visa's, MasterCard's, name it. And this is not even counting virtual, right? Virtual mm-hmm. credit cards. That's another subject, right?
Mm, wow.
So they will come and submit from different IPs 3, 4, 5 sales, right? So they spend, what, $5?
$5.
And now they made it look like their solo app. It's amazing. But how you know if it's fake is very simple. If that person became a customer, their response rate of that person should be way higher. Like if you were trying to call them on the phone, or if the system that you're in are trying to call them on the phone, or if you're emailing them, that's something that I do, and like they join a business, I email them.
They should respond.
My open rate should be way above 50% on somebody who purchased.
Right.
But when you see nobody's opening, nobody's connecting, the phone numbers are fake.
Mm.
Nobody's picking up the phone.
Right. Phone number is disconnected.
Then you disconnected. So that's a given. Like, you seriously purchased the product, submitted their credit, which is the most personal information that we all hold.
Mm-hmm.
And when you call, the phone doesn't exist?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. It can happen. Maybe a typo.
Yeah.
He was putting his phone number, a typo.
Right.
You know, one.
But not
twice,
consistently.
But every time, or over 50% of the time.
Yeah.
That is a clear sign that the traffic is, that you bought was bogus traffic. So that's why people like to test small to check. So you always try to test small in that sense.
But so let me ask in a more clear way right now, right? So see, we just talked about the dangers and this is big danger in this business. There are people that just invested 40, 50, 60 grand in an opportunity, and they're trying to drive traffic to customers to their website to make sales, and they just invested an additional 10, 15 grand, and they're hearing this right now, and they're like, oh my God, what did I do, right? What is your advice to that person when it comes to traffic? What should they do?
Stop. All right. If you already purchases or spend $5,000, I'm sorry, but it's just a big lesson learned. Don't take it. Always look at the positive
side. It's a class. Yeah.
Like, for example, Thomas Edison, I think, is who invented the light bulb. He failed 10,000 times.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then he succeeded, and people say, "Well, you failed 10,000 times." No, I didn't fail.
No,
I just found 10,000 ways of not doing
it.
Yeah. You just try, just look at from the positive standpoint as a lesson and move forward. Don't let that distract you. Don't let this information hold you down. It should encourage you to start going after the real traffic sources. That's why what we're doing in our corporation here as marketers is that we're launching new traffic sources because I understand too, when somebody's new, it's like, oh, money, but I don't know how to buy a native ad, collect the data, optimize the ad based on the data. That's a lot of work, and that's something you learn, and people may be needing results like right now. So they need something as easy as a solo ad. So that's why we became to the marketplace with something new, where we pretty much have everything already laid down. And they just buy
it. With that being said, tell us about Rock Solid Traffic.
Well, it's exactly that. Rock Solid Traffic is a new way of traffic. It's a new traffic platform. So it's called rocksolidtraffic.co is the website. And if you want to watch that video that Ola was referring in the beginning, we have it populated there. It's more details into how solo ads actually work. But what we do is very, you know, we have been mastering traffic since 2008, as I explained. So I know traffic inside and out from all the marketplaces, like native ads, display ads, banner ads, retargeting, free targeting also. There are so many ways that you can drive traffic. But to optimize the traffic is the hardest part, because you get millions of people and you're paying 5, 7, 10, 20 cents a click on these other media buy places.
Right.
But you're getting such a massive amount of traffic, and to know who's actually interested on your offer is the hardest part.
It's hard.
So what we did as a corporation is that we developed in-house technology and systems that pretty much sorts the traffic out. So we force the person to tell us, yes, I'm interested in making money. Yes, I'm interested in working from home. So to speak, they go through a three-step process that they have to tell us three times, pretty much, in different micro commitments and actions
right.
that they want to learn about making money online on some sort of business opportunity.
Right.
We keep the ads very generic to the niche so that the ads actually fits any make money online work from home or MLM business on the back.
Right.
All right. So what we're telling the person is, will you be interested in making money? Will you be, you know, how does an extra $500 in your pocket sounds to you? You know, very generic to the make money online arena.
Right.
We're not telling it's by doing video marketing, it's by Facebook ads.
None of those details.
None of that is generic. They find that out. That's your job as a marketer when they come to your offer to explain and tell them what the details. We keep the system generic enough, but we balance out. Something else that we do that even no solo ad sellers do is that when you buy traffic from us, it goes into that system.
Right.
But we have our own offers inside the system, and I keep them as a control, because if my offer is converting for me, so let's say you're in the system like this, right?
Right.
I'm getting one click. You're getting one click. I'm getting one click.
Right.
If my offer is converting, right? If my offer is converting here,
right,
and it's about the same niche, that means that your offer is converting here. So I can keep a control.
Right.
So if the quality goes down here, I'm able to tell right away quality is going down.
Right.
And I start going to my tracking systems and I analyze to pinpoint the ad
that right.
the conversions start coming down, and I kill it, optimize it, or tweak it so that I can bring that conversion up again to the standards.
Right.
You know?
So it's sort of kind of like a filter system as well, too, for quality traffic.
Yes, it's like a filtering. It's a filtering system, and we have several controls to ensure that the quality of the traffic stays through every single day. And we also do everything during the day. So I got some people that tell me, oh, Manny, I bought traffic from you, and I see that at night it slows down. Yes, because we want the bulk of the eyes coming to your offer during the day. Somebody who is awake at 2 a.m. watching just God knows what, it's not your best prospect.
Right.
So you want somebody that is a daylight, wide awake, you know, active, engaging. So that's something.
But more importantly there, you're always testing what's working. You have multiple different controls. And your goal is to have a sustainable platform for a long time. Not a quick buck right now. And then next tomorrow, you become the shady platform that everybody is running from.
Exactly. And this is why it's so important. And I keep telling people this is not solo ads. There's no emails being sent out as part of the system,
okay.
right? So that guarantees you something, that when you buy traffic today, tomorrow, or the next day, you will always have fresh blood that does not belong to 100 other marketers list,
right?
Watching your offer.
Right.
So when they opt in on your page, I'm not saying that they don't belong to another marketer's list.
We don't know that. Yeah,
there's no way to know that, but they surely enough don't belong to 100.
Right.
So you will have a way more better chance of pitching. And what I have seen from this traffic is that the type of people that comes into these funnels and these systems are people who are fresh. And if you know anything about promoting a company, a system, or an offer,
right.
you have somebody that you have piqued their interest for the first time into the whole industry, not into your offer, but into the idea of making money online.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a much better chance of closing the deal.
Absolutely.
Than somebody that that has already been pondering the idea for 3 months, and he has gone from offer to offer to offer, and now that person thinks that, oh, this might be another scam, because they're quickly to yell scam, 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 without even knowing offering.
Right. Yeah, everything is a scam for wussies anyway, so we're not talking about those people. We're talking to entrepreneurs here, so hopefully that's clear, man. That's a big deal, man. It's a lot of nuggets in there, man. Thank you so much for bringing this to this platform. I'm sure people will really appreciate that. And I know more importantly, we're telling them it's possible. I mean, we're examples that it's possible to build a massive business. And what we're saying is not that in every business you get into, some you know, marketers destroy things. Gary Vee said that. You know, this is true. We have a tendency to come into the marketplace, something is working, everybody gushes over there, and then we destroy it, right? So the place where there's not a lot of competition is the place where you and I are, which is we got to the point where we figured it out, and most people that don't belong here, they kind of fell off anyway. You know, they fell off.
That's why I've been able to last this long. When you look at my history, and I challenge, I don't say that I haven't launched products in the past. I have. Mm-hmm. But it was actually a long time ago. When I learned something, and here's something that I see in the marketplace, somebody, some nobody came out of the nowhere. He ran a couple ads. He made some money. And then now he thinks that he cracked the code.
The code.
And he runs to make a JV soup product and sell whatever his findings. Everybody comes, do the same, and then saturates and
destroys
it. Like, for example, I already had offers. I have people, and I will not disclose their names, but I have corporations actually coming to me. They came in. We just launched this last week, or just 1 week after we launched here. And I already have people that came, tested the traffic, stole the quality, and came offering me big money for me to clone the system and give it to them. And I was like, no. Because if I do that, what I'm doing, it's over. Because you're going to go, you're going to create a product out of it, or you're going to sell it. And now everybody's going to start doing the same. And then
it will destroy. It's the same reason why targeting MLMers doesn't work as it used to. Because we taught it to people in a course, and then everybody started doing it. Then that's it grows. Yeah, it destroys it. But, you know, we're saying it's possible to have a sustainable, evergreen business if you understand that. If you just understand that concept of having a system that's robust enough, but it's not being shared with the whole world in a way that, because it's not ideal for us to be teaching people traffic generation where they could be paying 20 cents forever. That's not ideal. It's not good for you either. If you can pay $5 per click and turn that to $10 in your pocket, then you have a sustainable business all day long. So it's not about you paying 20 cents. It's about Manny doing what he does best and keeping it sacred and keeping it in a way that can be there for a long time.
That works for everybody. And if I can advise your audience something, I'm not saying go buy traffic from me if you want.
We're saying that, but we're saying test it. We're saying test, right? I mean, you're able to tell for themselves. In fact, we're saying on a general scale that you should be testing anyway, right?
Master traffic. Go test rock solid traffic, yes. If it works, you keep it. You assign marketing budget to it to maybe every week get it. But don't rely just on that. Then go master Facebook, figure it out, master traffic. Then you go master native ads, Twitter, Pinterest, banner ads, mobile ads. There's so many ways to drive traffic, especially on the paid marketplace.
Right.
You focus on one, you master it, you assign a marketing budget, and you move on to the next. If you master traffic, regardless what company you're in now, companies come and go. Companies come
all day long. Yeah.
But if you have the keys to the traffic, regardless of the company, the opportunity, the offer,
doesn't matter.
You will always make money.
Yeah.
Period.
That's a big deal. That's definitely a big deal. Thank you so much, man. Anything else you want to share with us?
Well, no, it's just a pleasure to be here with you, with you all. It's actually, it's always good to come out and share knowledge. I try to do it as much as I can, but sometimes it's hard because you know we're running a corporation here, so it's really, you know, we have so much things to do. So I really appreciate you and your audience. If you have been, if you're still with us, and if you've been made it this far, it's a pleasure. I truly appreciate you for being here, watching these, and learning more that speaks loud about you wanting to succeed, about you wanting to make it. So we really appreciate you to be here listening to these crazy guys talking stuff.
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
What's that?
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself, my next milestone is the 8 figures. We're doing already 100 figures a month.
Okay.
Six figures a month. My next milestone is 7 figures a month. I do see myself in 5 years working even more than I'm working right now. I'm addicted to this.
You enjoy it.
I love it. So it's not work. But I do see myself already into the billionaires side of things. You know, I'm a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Not because I think that money is where it's at. It's not about the money. It's about the freedom. It's about having the ability to help others and having the ability to do what I want when I want. Going back to when I was on the army, that's what I hated. They owned me. I wanted to go somewhere. You can't. You have a boss. They own you. You want to go somewhere, spend time with your family. That's amazing. But you can't because you got to put food on the table, and that's respectable. So, but you're really being owned. You need to break free. It's not about the money. Maybe you're making $100,000 a year, and that's hard to walk away. But I'd rather make $50,000 or $30,000 a year on my own terms than making $100,000 working for somebody else that owns me.
Yeah.
Because you have just one shot at life.
Yeah.
Just one shot at life.
Yeah.
And if you're going to live 8 hours of that day, every day for 40 years, working for somebody else, then you're, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're throwing your life away.
Away, yeah. And the regrets will come, surely.
It's respectable. I'm telling you, it's respectable. You're working hard on your job, you're being responsible because you have to put food on the table. That's how the system works. And if nobody were there to run the machines, then the whole system would come crippling down. But if you came across this video somehow, some way, this is my message. Start your side hustle. Start your side hustle. Something. Go to Craigslist. There's a free section on Craigslist that people giving away furniture, couches, away for free.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, clean it, take a picture, list it on eBay.
Yeah, all day long.
You'll make some money. Go in a Saturday, take your kids with you. They will love that. You will create memories doing this. Take them to garage sales.
Mm.
Buy stuff for $1-$2. People that don't want that, they're doing a garage sale. Clean it. Take a picture. Put it on eBay.
Yeah.
Sell it for $15-$20.
Yeah.
You will start making your money that way. That's a side hustle. And you will get to the point that you will be making way more money than what your job is producing. And then you can tell your boss eventually, hey, thank you so much for providing me the opportunity. But now I need to go and live my own life. Because now you control yourself, you control your time, you control your business. And now you can live life on your own terms. On your own terms. And that's what matters. It's not about the money. It's about the freedom.
You know, I tell people all the time, it's all about maximum productivity. It's not about you getting rich. It's about you producing at the highest possible level where you can produce, because you're here to become a blessing to other people in this world. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace. Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month
for flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.